Okay, so one of the hottest topics around are men davening in the women's section. For some reason, men like to daven in the women's section. Not sure exactly why. Usually there are no women there, or we're talking about a case where there are no women there. But I guess you feel, you know, it's like it's an anivus thing, you know. I'm an anuv, so I daven in the women's section. Or, you know, you want to have a long shmona esrei or a short shmona esrei. You want to be on your BlackBerry doing davening. I don't know, whatever the reason is. You know, people always have reasons why they don't want to daven in the women's section. So question number one is, can they count to the minyan? A lot of times you'll have nine people in a small little shtibel. You have nine people in shul, and you have one guy in the back. We have eight and two. Two people in the women's section. Do they count to the minyan? Now, you can make whatever type of mechitza you want. It's not going to be such a difference. But for the most part, let's assume you've got a mechitza like we have here, where there's clearly a mechitza, but there's like, you know, a little bit of a curtain, which can be, you know, opened up a little bit, can be closed a little bit, so you can see the people or you can't see the people. That's still going to be part of a discussion. Do you count to the minyan or not? No one to take a vote. Who thinks they count? Anyone who's ever davened in the back, of course, thinks that they do count. But do you count to the minyan or not?
The curtain's open.
So, but where else do we have this?
The curtain's open.
Let's assume the curtain's a little bit open. But this is a teeny bit open. And then the fact that maybe you could get a glimpse of the person davening there. Usually, you can see a head, you know, depending on how tall you are. Tall guy, you can see ahead a little bit. If you're short, maybe you can't see the person.
So if you take away the mechitza, it's one large room. So
okay, but who cares? The mechitza is at 1 second. It's kosher enough. We're talking about a case, obviously, where mechitza is definitely kosher enough that your wife could stay in the back. So we definitely have no problems. If your wife's in the back, you're definitely going to say it's a kosher mechitza. Now, the mechitza is not moving if you take away all the women and put men in. It's the same situation. Maybe you open up the curtain a little bit. Let's just talk that's the case. Okay, then you open up a curtain a little bit, but you're not like redoing the shul. We're talking about this men davening in the women's section. Some shuls, you know, have these big signs up. Oh, men should not daven in the women's section. So I'm definitely not saying it's a good, you know, from a sociological perspective. We're not saying it's a good idea that men should daven in the women's section and, you know, push the women out. Definitely not suggesting that. And definitely if there are women there, it feels that makes them very uncomfortable if a woman walks in late and a man has to kick a man out of the women's section. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a place where there's clearly no women. Definitely not. Can the man combine for the minyan or not? It's even a yes or no question. So by Hilchas Zimun, talking about combining groups of people who are eating, nothing to do with women, just no women's section, just a regular, you know, three people here, three people there, or two people there, one person there, you got five over there, two over there. Can you combine for a Zimun? So Shulchan Aruch says, as long as they are able to see each other, Rowan Eluus Elu, they can combine for a Zimun.
So it has to be open completely then.
They have to see each other. Or some have to see some others. Rowan Elu Esei.
We have the same halacha by Kiddush. We also have the same halacha by Sukkah.
So what about by Tefillah? So now what about by Tefillah? Does that same halacha apply by Tefillah or not? So Shulchan Aruch, in a very controversial statement, based on the Rajba, says it does apply to Tefillah as well. And Shulchan Aruch therefore says in Nun Hei Yud Dalet, Misha Omeid Achorei Beis Knesset, someone's down in the back of the Keshul, Ubeineim chalon, and there's a window. I feel gavoa kamakomos, even if it's even higher, there's a woman's section of the balcony. I feel enarach of arba, umarlem panav misham, and you could see the person's face from in here up there. In other words, you see someone in the back section through a window. Mitstarif imaim la'asara. You do count to a minyan. As long as you could see the person's face, that is sufficient for the minyan. All of a sudden, the Mishnah Berurah says, well, that's pretty radical. All you have to do is see the person's face, and that counts towards the minyan. So says the Mishnah Berurah, he writes over there, he says, well, it's the same as Zimun. By Zimun, we said in Mitzas and Ro and Ewus Ewu, it's Mitztarfin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, listen to this line. Vim kain lefizeh pashat. It's obvious that a omdim be'ezras nashim, what's the ezras nashim? Women's section, yeah? Standing in the women's section. There's a window separating the men from the women's section. And you could see the guy's face who's standing in the women's section. You do combine to the minyan. That's a radical chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah based on the Shulchan Aruch. And he says, surely if you got 10 men over here and you just have one person in the back, that person counts for part of the minyan. You have 11 people, you could count, you could say, oh, I did tefillah b'tzibur. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, Afal Pike, nevertheless, Yoser Tov, in Binakel, who lo leirid rebeis haknesses sheyirid, it's better that he come out of the women's section to the men's section. Why? Because some people say, that's a crazy chiddush of the Rajba. Whoa, the Rajba allows you just to see combined dominion even through a glass. And he says, even the Rajba says, the Shaar Tzion only says, efshar, maybe it works. Shulchan Aruch took the Rajba that said, maybe it works, and says, it does work. Says the Mishnah Berurah, since it's a maybe, if it works, it's better not to do it. But if I asked you, what does the Mishnah Berurah hold? Does the guy in the back count for the minion in the women's section? The answer is yes. It's not an ideal situation, but it counts for the minion. Okay.
So if it's completely open?
So if there's a completely open, you got the curtain open, for sure it'd be fine. As long as you could see the person in the women's section, whether you don't have to see, some people could see him, you don't have to see his whole body, you don't have to be able to see what type of shoes he's wearing, but as long as you could see his face, then that counts for the minion.
No, I'm saying if it's completely open, does the Afshar...
No, even if if it's completely open, then it's not a women's section. Meaning, we're talking about a case like you have armachitas in the back, where there's boards of wood, but they've got a little bit of a curtain. You open up the curtain, you can see their face. They count for the minion. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Question number two is, well, do you have to even open up the glass? Let's say you've just got the glass there. You can't even, you know, you can't hear so well. It's just glass, let's say. You can't even see their face, but it's just through the glass. It's not like these curtains. So the Orech Neman says, yes, that's fine just as well. The Mishnah Berurah would allow that as well. As long as, you know, you can see through the glass, he compares it to Birchas Levana. You know, everyone always wants to know, it's freezing cold. Can you make Kiddush Levana from inside? Just look at through the Kiddush Levana through the window. So ideally, we say it's better to go outside. But the Eved, we say the glass is fine. So in this case, this situation as well, says the Orech Neman, seeing through the glass is okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah points...
That never happens.
Huh?
In a shul, that never happens.
What never happens?
That they have glass, because the women do want to hear the men.
No, but even if they can hear, but let's say, I don't know, you think of some shuls have a neighbor, there's just glass up.
Oh, it's one-way glass.
Completely glass. You can hear, maybe it's glass you can hear through, or there's some sound, you know, acoustics which make it that you can hear. But if that's the case, then even if you can't actually see them without the glass, if it's just through the glass, says the Orech Neman, it's good. However, the Mishnah Berurah, the Igros Moshe, based on an Aruch HaShulchan, points out that it's only one person. If you got seven people over here and three in the women's section, then it doesn't combine. It's only one person could follow the vast majority, one in nine, that's when it would work. Fine, so it comes out, I have five more minutes left. At this point, everything's nice and dandy. You follow the Mishnah Berurah, okay, it's not ideal. You tell the guy to come out of the women's section. What's the reason why most people are in the back? Come on.
To talk.
What's the real reason?
To talk.
They got their kids with them.
He came
late. No, you got your kids with them. It's the kids. If you have a 2-year-old who doesn't know how to be quiet for 10 minutes of mincha, so what do? So you keep the kid in the back. You play with the toys a little bit in the back. You keep him, you know, far away. You put a lollipop in his mouth in the back. So in that situation, you don't really want that guy to come here. So it's in there. You can't really bring the guy in here. So b'di'evit, that's a good b'di'evit situation. He could combine from the back. Fine. Says the Mishnah Halachas, the Unga V'Rebbe, Rebbe Menashe Klein, who was nifter a few years ago, he says he doesn't get this whole halacha. He says even more mako. He says even if there's no glass, you're just in the women's section, it would be fine as well. Even if they can't see each other, he says it's fine. He says this question that they asked me, he says people always ask me, there's a window separating the men's section, the women's section. He says v'echad omid b'tzad nashim, im mitztarif l'minyan or not. And he says l'fiani is daiti nira de mitztarif. And he says I paskin numerous times like this in Williamsburg, when I was in Williamsburg. Yeah, he writes, I used to paskin this all the time. And he compares it, he says, the svara is, he brings a case based on Rabbeinu Peretz on the smack, that says that basically if you have a house, which is all enclosed in one house, and you have a lot of partitions within the house, but the partitions don't reach the roof, all those houses combine for the dinam of Erev Chatzeres. So he says, if that's the case, then you have a mechitza like this. The mechitza is not touching the ceiling. The mechitza only goes up 10 feet or 8 feet, 9 feet, whatever it is, but it's not touching the ceiling. If that's the case, this is all considered one room. He says, even if they can't even see each other, they would be able to combine. And he says, he completely argues with the halacha of the Mishnah Berurah, a massive kula. So now don't fall asleep for the last 2 minutes. Because according to this, now you got a Mishnah Berurah is pretty mako. The Mishnah halacha is even more mako. He says, even if they can't see each other, they could combine to the to the 10 people. However, comes along the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, no way. He goes the exact opposite side. He says, not only can you not combine if you can't see them, but even if you could see them, he says, we're not talking about a women's section. The halacha of the Shulchan Aruch was only talking about, let's say, a back area of the shul, which was separated from a mechitza. But a woman's section? He says, mi uzev vadaya omdim be'ezus nashim lo yitzdarfu. They can't combine at all in the Beis Hamikdash. Even if there's windows, he says, even if they could see each other. Why? He says, kevan shemechitzos gemuros hein. It's like two different rishus. It's like two different shuls. He says, v'lo dami wa omid achori beis haknesses. Says Aruch HaShulchan, the whole point of the women's section is to do what?
Separate.
To separate from the men and the women. So the whole point, it's like a different reshus, a completely different area. He says, that's not what the Shulchan Aruch was talking about. The Shulchan Aruch was talking about a corner of the shul. According to this Aruch HaShulchan, and this is Avi Shevet Halevi Paskins, you cannot combine for the minyan, even if you can see each other. Even if you're in the back right there and the partition's a little bit open, you know, you could see the guy's face, you could wave to him, you could see completely. You know, you wait for him to finish Shmon Esrei, doesn't count for the minyan. That's how the Shevet Halevi and the Aruch HaShulchan Paskin. Halacha l'maaseh. Okay. Then last point. Yeah, one second.
This room is not. Why is this? If this room is open, it just has a partition.
Does your wife diving in the back on Shabbos? Yes or no? So yes. So you can't tell me that. Therefore, it's not a good hefsek. It's a completely different rishus. It's
it
a women's section.
It depends what you consider a hefsek. Why do you need a hefsek? Is it to be that it should be soundproof? This is not soundproof.
No, not soundproof, but it's a different rishus. It's a different rishus.
The mechitza was segregated, so the men and women should be segregated.
Yeah.
And so this is what they call a segregation, but it doesn't mean that you can't. If the women want to hear, that's why it's done this way.
Is it a different rishus or not? So the Mishnah Lachus wants to say no. The Shevet HaLevi says, not only it's such a different rishus that they can't even combine with the window. Mishnah Berurah is a middle shita where he says, well, I don't know, it's kind of like a different rishus, but if you can see each other through it, so they kind of like combine the two rishus. Well, let me go, I don't want to go over my time. Just give me last halacha. Okay, so now you've got 40 people in the main shul. Last question. 40 people in the main shul and 2 people in the back. So do they count, can they chalk up on their, you know, it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, they're counting up their good deeds and their bad deeds. They said, I always daven in the women's section. There's always 20 people without me. Did I daven Tefillah B'Tzibur every day or not? No, there's 20 people there and they're in the back. And now let's say that the case is that they couldn't see the front. Couldn't see the front. So does it count for Tefillah B'Tzibur or not? So this is a dispute. The Beis Baruch wants to say that even if they can't see you, that whole halacha was talking about combining for the minyan. But if it's feel a bit tzibur, they count, because even people outside of shul can count as part of the tzibur if they could hear the tefillah, and if they're having kavana everyone's having kavana, people even outside the shul could combine for tefillah b'tzibur. And therefore, if you have 20 people in a minyan, if 2 people in the women's section, then that's fine. Those people get tefillah b'tzibur. According to that, that kind of like is matstick our whole minyan. That's how all the people stay in the back. You're here in the shul.
So if you have in mind not to be part of the minyan, then
I'm not talking about having in mind. Let's say you have in mind to be part of the minyan, and every 40 people in here and 10 people in the back, those people combine to the minyan based on this Beis Baruch. The Avnei Ishpe and others want to say that's not true. The Mishnah Berurah said that, we'll read you that last line in the Mishnah Berurah one more time. He says, Ya'afal pikein yoser tov im benachel hu lo weirid v'beis ha'knesses sheyirid. It's better to come out of that women's section. Diyesh me'achronim shechokin al ikar din. Some argue on this whole concept. V'sovrim din yaneinu ein adom meklal l'zimun. It's not comparable to Zimun. If you say it's not comparable to Zimun, perhaps that means it's completely not comparable to Zimun, and that you can't even count for Tefillah B'Tzibur. That's what he wants to be medayik in the Mishnah Berurah. And Mishnah Berurah would be saying you can't even count for Tefillah B'Tzibur. According to that, if you're in the women's section, you can't chalk up as Tefillah B'Tzibur. It's nice you're hearing, you're getting to say Amen for, you know, Amen. You're saying Amen, you're saying Kaddish, but did you do a Tefillah B'Tzibur? Are you a Tefillah B'Tzibur Jew? Answer is no. Preferable, it's very clear, according to everyone, it's better to walk out of the women's section. Some shuls have big signs up. It's a good idea to put a sign up, don't down in the women's section. Here, you know, there's definitely room. You could always sit up front next to the rabbi, and therefore, there's always seats available. Definitely, it's better to do that. Shkoyach.